Good morning, Dumelang Sanbonani Abshene. Goeiemôre. This is the T Junction. The station is Radio Veritas right here on 576 AM and Audio Bouquet 870. Good morning. My name is Tuso and I am with the lovely Tiso and Babalo and what a lovely guest who we'll introduce later on in the show. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Great. And we're still doing the Women's Month thing. How are you feeling, Tisa, during Women's Month?
What a super intro. I'm impressed by intro, yeah.
Thank you, darling.
Super intro.
It's Women's Month. Bring it.
Girl power.
And of course, I'm so excited to be back. Mm. Kimberly was great last week. And the little ones are growing.
Yes, that's beautiful. when did you come back from Kim?
Came back on Tuesday.
Yeah. On Women's Day.
Yes, on Women's Day. Okay, I was driving down from Kimberley, you know, doing the deeds.
I must say, Tuso, I'm so happy to have you back.
I heard you guys were giving Babalo a heart. Tuso, what's up with that? During Women's Month.
She was cracking.
For the what? Of course, diamonds are great.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's supposed to be at the exactly. And now she was cracking.
Yo, these guys. But anyway, we're fixing it.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a jam-packed show today. I'm promising that Tiso will be playing us some you'll be pressing the buttons real good, Tiso. Hey.
I always press the buttons.
Please. Rekopadimpokoto. Nothing but the best right here on the T Junction.
You know what? It's interesting.
Yes.
It's Tiso. It's Tuso. And we have Tembi.
It's
a proper T Junction.
And what about me?
Bobby,
what have you done to Tiso?
Miss Tweu.
What have you It's Women's Month. You have to be at your most sensitive, at your most kindest towards women.
I was just acknowledging our lovely guest.
And you know what's the problem, Tuso?
With the tea.
You know what's the issue?
Yes.
He invited me here.
You know?
And he's making it out like Njaivangati menu.
It's 4 minutes after 7. It is girl power. It is the Women's Day. Women's Month. Women's Day was Tuesday. But yes, we still continue.
All month, every
still
day.
We're ruling.
Yes.
You rule every day. If only you realize or recognize that it doesn't have to take August for you guys. Anyway, that's just me.
Bobby, I will tell you a little something. Okay.
Tiso
has got this thing against special days. He's got this thing against Father's Day because it should be every day. He's got this thing about Mother's Day because it should be every day.
God forbid
he's got this thing about Women's Month because you need to realize that it should be every day.
Tell you what.
Don't you agree though?
Let's make him feel special. Tiso. Let's make today Tiso's day. It's Tiso Day today.
But it's not.
You're so bitter. It's Tiso Day. I'm celebrating you.
No. Let's get on with the show.
When will you accept, Mar?
Holding out.
Well, these days are there to... Let's go into it again.
With Women's Day, it's different because it's something that actually happened. It has to be acknowledged. Those women, 9th of August, that was back in 1956.
Ravalane.
Can we go into a jam, please? Let's just jam. Let's just get on with the show. Let's jam.
Yeah,
there's too
many
politics.
I want to jam. Can we go into the mic and say good morning?
Oh, can't be having this. Sitting here like nothing is happening.
Listen to her voice. What a lovely voice. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You are
most welcome. The voice.
Coming as ever.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. At 6 minutes after the hour 7, the station, of course, is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 Medium Wave. We are found on DSTV, Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. We are the T Junction, and we tremendously thrive through
trials and tribulations
on this Women's Month. Girl power fella in the studio. I'm feeling the heat.
Who's that?
Let's go.
Eso ya pele bonolo le boikokobetso etsa hore pele tsa rona di tshwanele ya hao mona ke Mema Fungati Dorothy Fungati wa Orlando East Christ the King le mametse tabatse molemo ho Radio Veritas 576 AM
ke lindiwe shabalala moya parish ke mametse Radio Veritas.
You are listening to Radio Veritas. This is Sister Gugu Mbongwa, Missionary Sister of the Holy Rosary, Radio Veritas. Good news for the church.
Candela coraca si vivirà, buzira coraca fana naneramu, ukama uno ti badaniza, nevima coria kawanda, tana uche, ma, dino tua mole wangu pura siwa.
Thank you.
word.
Yes. It's over strong, brother.
What is the song we just listened, that beautiful song we just listened to?
Kana Uchema by Mama Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
The Princess of Africa.
Yes.
Babi, what's Kana Uchema?
When you cry.
What happens when you cry?
I don't know.
A lot of things happen when you cry.
When you cry, what happens, Babi?
When I cry, I feel relieved.
Mm.
I feel like some weight gets lifted off my shoulders.
Therapeutic.
Mm.
When I cry, I feel terrible.
No.
I feel like, jeez, what on earth?
James, what happens when you cry?
I guess some emotion gets to, I don't know, a relief or something like that.
Oh, so it's therapeutic for me as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm, it works.
I know.
What happens when you cry, Tiso?
I never.
Do you cry?
Oh,
when last did you cry?
When last did I cry? I think Maubani. Was it a funeral?
And
I was there watching the guy in the coffin. I was like, yeah, no.
So are you what kind of crier are you? Are you the
I'm
kind
chief moon?
Do you so or vane have arvala ebe ma fella ke boya.
Nah, I cry silent.
Oh yeah, silent cry. Are bona fela ka?
Ke bona fela
be. Le rotho di le le.
Ah, le rotho.
O la ga tate.
Down my cheeks. I feel teardrops.
Oh my word.
O silent cry. Oh, can't I imagine cry. You crying though.
Everyone cries. Come on now.
I can't imagine you crying.
Why not?
Because you like you got this bossness,
strength,
like a boss. You
yeah,
take
the epitome of strength.
You take everything like a boss.
Our strengths are weaknesses at the same time. And
yeah,
our weaknesses are strengths.
And we're human at the end of the day, ne?
You know.
Mm. So it's only like things like funerals that can get you to cry.
Yeah, I'm not the person. I know my tears.
Or like
are
you
very,
see a fly passing,
my tears are very expensive.
Like
I know my tears are very expensive.
You don't cry about problems.
Nah. My tears are very expensive. They hardly.
I personally don't enjoy crying because it makes me feel
enjoy
terrible.
Crying. Yeah, I don't enjoy crying.
But I suppose it depends on why you're crying more than anything. Because you get tears of joy as well.
I don't
even
have those.
Tears of joy make me feel terrible. Like, why are you watering? Like, that's my thing.
I
why
feel
am
better
I watering?
When I'm after crying.
I don't have those.
Yeah, I feel like I'm such a weakling when I cry.
No.
Yeah, it's
to,
just
you
me.
To, you have to embrace it. Well, one thing I've noticed about crying or whatever your weakness is, you have to embrace them. Just let it be. We
yeah,
live in
the moment.
But I'll
probably have to learn how to do that.
You should see me cry. I'm like, oh, even when I'm happy, I'm like, oh, God.
I'm one of those. When I start crying, like 2 or 5 seconds after, I'm like, why am I crying? Why are you crying?
That's me. But the more I do that, that's the more I break down.
You're ashamed, though.
But anyway. That's just me. 20 minutes after 7 on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas, 576 Medium Wave, DSTV, Audio Bouquet, Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. Social media pages, Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Radio Veritas, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram,
mm-hmm.
@ Radio Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, mm-hmm. @ Radio Veritas SA.
Number one.
The SMS line is 41809. And of course, if you like the old fashioned telephone, you can contact us on 011-452-7115. Let's hear what makes you cry. And what kind of cry are you? It's
very
just
interesting.
Yeah. I'm just thinking here, Khori, you know. Like you said, people have different reasons and people feel differently when they cry. So we're not trying to make this a sad show. We're just
trying to gauge everything.
They cry about everything.
I watch Idols and Una Tinji. You know, someone sings bad, someone sings good, someone dances. Our tears. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
So
it's therapeutic, though. It just helps you. That just confirms it.
It's therapeutic to some people. Like, I don't think Tiso finds
people that are not like you and Tiso. Mm.
You know what's therapeutic for me?
Mm-mm.
SHOPPING.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It is the tea junction where we tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. And as you can hear, girl power only. I should be doing less talking. And too, so you should be here where I'm sitting.
Who run the world, girl? Who run the world?
So what do we have for us, ladies, this show this morning?
Oh, yeah. In our Catholic Gig Guide, what we've got first up is something that's happening today, the Sodality of the Immaculate Conception, better known as Makemolo. I'm inviting everybody to celebrate the feast of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, which is the founder of the Immaculate Conception Sodality. And, of course, that's happening today. The time is 9 a.m., starts at 9 o'clock exactly. And the venue for that is Cathedral of Christ the King. And if you still want to get more information on that, you can contact Mary Teresa Leboa on 082-496-7200. That number again is 082-496-7200. 9 o'clock sharp at the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, once again, a reminder, Radio Veritas invites you to their Women's Day event. The theme is Mystics, Sisters or Strangers. The date is the 27th of August. The time is 12:30. The venue, Bryanston Parish, Connor William Nicole and Sloan Street. Entertainment by none other than Swazi Dlamini. Mm. So come and celebrate with us here on Radio Veritas. And for more information, contact Mahadi Buthelezi on 011-663-4700 or cell number 083-992-0387. 083-992-0387.
T, what you got for us?
Which T?
She knows.
We've got the annual Radio Veritas SA Golf Day is fast approaching. The day attracts bishops, business, corporate SA, government officials, and many others to network with pool of like-minded church and business people. Contact Mahadi Buthelezi at 011-663-4700 for more information. The venue will be the
Serengeti
Golf Club on the 4th of October 2016.
I just love Jembi's voice, man. I can,
cute, you know, isn't
I can,
sweet,
I can just sit here, you know, switch my mic off and just.
Are you gonna cry now? Hmm?
This girl power thing.
Anyway, let's just continue with our Catholic Gig Guide. Next up, we've got Our Lady of Fatima is celebrating 99 years since the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. Mm. And this is happening on the 10th of September this year. And the venue of it is Our Lady of Fatima, Dube Parish, 37 Mirapelo Street in Dube. And the time is 8:30 to 3:30. So it's basically sort of like a retreat kind of thing. So, yeah, and if people are interested in getting more information on that, they can contact the parish priest, Father Kuzituka, on 082-471-7716. That's 082-471-7716. It's bound to be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
P?
Okay. Over here, I have an invitation from Our Lady of Mercy, hashtag Mamohau, celebrating 50 years of Golden Jubilee. In October the 15th, the time is 10 a.m. and the address is 1590 Machaya Street, Mdeni. And RSVP 083-871-2293. Contact Pinky Mutawung. The alternative number is 076-334-9177. 076-334-9177, and that's Debra Zwani.
Yes, and we've got to give a shout out and a mention to our, you know, Wompobaru, Nabotifobaru, who are being
our very own,
of course, because Mpo is one of us, and you know, Tifo is part of the family, and you know, yeah. So we've got to give a shout out and all the best, gents, for today.
For today, it's going down.
It's going down at 10 o'clock in Pinville.
Listen, Peter Clever.
You know,
my hometown.
So yeah, and Tifo just you know, is sending all the best, and may the good Lord be with them, and you will definitely see us.
Yeah, no, we'll be there.
We are there.
After the show.
Immediately after the show.
I wish I could come, though.
Let's go.
My day is
go home.
Piled up.
Go home.
And that's, you know, Mustafa is my husband. Remember, we are raised there.
That's an interesting fact. Tipo, are you confirming?
I'm not sure if he's aware.
Oh, he doesn't even know.
No, I think he knows. If he does remember.
Okay, all right. Okay, so
yes. Perfect. I should work on the signature.
Wow. Okay. That's an interesting piece of information. Anyway, moving on.
So, yes, I think CBC, it went from starting at 10 to 11 now.
Oh, is it at 11 now?
Now it's
okay,
11,
so all right, yes, okay.
But we will be there.
We'll definitely be there
to
support them.
The sky's going to fall, Gopinville. It's like 150 people being inducted to the Secret Heart.
I am looking forward to most of all the singing.
I know.
I just love
it. Amakawe will be dancing the masses. So
I cannot wait. It's going to be falling.
I know.
Fabi, are you sure? You don't want to go home?
You know what? I'll think about it. I have a funeral after this and a family engagement, but I think that might fall off the wagon.
Yeah, because you know what they say, hey. Let the dead bury the dead.
I'm supposed wow.
No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's
You know what? I think Tiso is a better friend. Even though he's not a good friend, but he's a much better friend, I must say.
Oh, no. You can't divorce me now.
When you say that, I was told Father Emil I had to skip away for a funeral.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he told me. Like, hey. Let the dead bury the dead. That's what Jesus said.
Yo,
Oh, so you just killed me. 28
nah,
minutes.
Man, you know.
Seven. The station is Radio Veritas. It's girl power. It's female power. We're thinking it's all things female here, except for me. Of course, I had to be the thorn amongst the roses.
You had to be the voice of reason, the soundboard.
No. The voice of reason.
The voice of Africa.
The voice of reason, the voice of everything good, the voice of Soweto, the voice of Eden Vale.
The voice of the world.
The voice of the world, the voice of
the nation.
I miss him.
No. He'll be back. That Chilenyana for the rest. How many more weeks we've got?
Two
more weeks.
Oh, no.
Till we wrap up.
How many more sleeps?
20.
Oh, wow. I 21. That would be a challenge.
For what, for August? Okay. What's the date today? 13th of August. I'm still on the night.
Yeah, well.
I'm still go Women's Day. But anyway. Our SMS line is 41809 if you want to give us a shout. Or just simply call the ladies. Tell them how good they sound right now on M. 011-452-7115. It's Babalo, it's Tembi, it's Tuso, Tembi, and Babalo, featuring Tiso right here on the
Can I be called Babalo just for today? Come on.
You know
when you've got those jeans, ne? The tawile on the side.
Okay.
And then you just literally wanna just peck.
Yeah.
She wants to peck.
She feels left out. She's forever feeling left out. Last week she was feeling left out. She's feeling left out.
Okay, maybe you can have little confidence issues, ne?
Maybe not at all.
You just need to realize how special you are, because you've got a different letter.
There we go.
So it's special.
It's a flavor.
You know, you are not part of the majority.
There's a call. Ladies,
good morning. Welcome to Veritas.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. We good. How are you?
Of the world. We are growing. Every time, Yahudimu.
Higher and
of
higher.
Of course. Make it, man.
Maybe trees. Hello.
Kasteloon TV.
Ask you some abs on a good tester, fella. Are you well, ma?
Imagine.
Lovely to hear from you. So, Wena, do you have any special Women's Day events that you attend this month?
Yes,
Nothing.
Yeah, Marlas and I kill a coco. Make you look mo. I was somewhere.
Hey,
if you know I'm busy with something, I'll call you back.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Mama. All right. Okay.
Call us back. She's busy with something. 32 after 7, Radio Veritas 576, Medium Wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, and www.radioveritas.co.za is where you can catch us on live audio streaming. SMS line 41809. Phone number, studio line 011-452-7115, and of course, social media pages, Facebook, Radio Veritas South Africa, Twitter handle at Radio Veritas SA, and the gram, baby, we just moved to the gram.
Instagram. Oh, yeah.
At Radio Veritas, simply at Radio Veritas.
Yeah.
Ladies, Kiboni, yeah, we're getting your selfie games on, so...
Radio Veritas.
Show them how beautiful you are looking this morning. I had to switch on air conditioning.
No,
I was feeling the heat.
Sweating as hell.
Tapelo ya mema re ke.
Wow,
ke le tsono lo haraba ke nna ke leng ke le tsono lo haraba sa di ka.
Your back game.
My back game. On fleek, baby.
Aircons and all.
No, please. I was feeling the heat.
The heat.
I mean, I don't even need to say something. Tembi, just say something.
Tembi. The pressure.
You know what? I'm also feeling the heat.
Okay. Stop it right there. Yeah, melted. Tembi's voice. Yeah, I know. It's going to be a long way till 9 o'clock. Eh?
Hey.
I'm in my feelings.
Wowzers.
I'm in my feelings. Excuse moi.
You had a bad day. Well, so did I. So did I. The name is Paige.
Hey, my name is Poetic Justice.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Black Faith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lerato.
Hello, my name is Bunjoyi. We are Digging Thoughts, and you're listening to...
Radio Veritas.
Matins on Sunday, a program of music and words of inspiration every Sunday morning between 6 and 9 o'clock, with me, Colin York. The program will include the much-loved and ever-popular O Come, Let Us Sing, half an hour of sacred choral music. Matins on Sunday, only on Radio Veritas, where we bring you the good news and the good music for a change.
Moretsi wa Radio Veritas, yono ke setlogolwana sa batlase bo matobo ngwana mashangwana a tlou thato wa ga mokwena a re kopane la bobedi mongwe le mongwe go simolola ka ura ya bosupa go fitlhela ka ura ya borobedi maitsiboa le ka tsatsi la matlhatso go simolola ka ura ya bobedi motshegare go fitlhela ka ura ya bone a re kopane go.
Have you been missing out on your favorite Radio Veritas shows? Well, now you don't have to. We've teamed up with Iono FM to provide a free catch-up service that allows you to access them directly from your cell phone, PC, or tablet to listen to whenever and wherever you're ready. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. This will take you through to the page where you can select and play the show you missed or re-listen to something you heard on air and really enjoyed. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. You never have to miss out on your favorite shows with Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
course.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Just put a little.
Put yourself. What is it?
Woo!
Hey, but Ace. Hey.
What was the song we listened to?
Make it happen.
By who?
When in Austin, right?
She cannot be serious.
What? Wait.
What are you trying to say?
Whitney Houston Obinanji.
I said Whitney, and I've always thought give Whitney Batong.
What do you mean?
No, let's do this.
What do you mean? No, seriously, who's this?
Wait. That Kenya school.
Oh my lord.
Let's do this. Quick. Okay.
If you believe, as I
lay me down. That's Whitney.
This is the person Obuanga in right now.
Mara, I can't tell you how to change her voice.
Listen carefully.
Favorite song. I just love this song.
Classic.
Look at my face.
Listen.
I've got egg all over it.
Listen, Miss Whitney.
I know, song, right? After all that I've been soulful.
Can you actually play this song?
Yeah, please.
No, I'm not playing this
song. Okay, in the
I'm
background. Okay. Is that okay?
I look to you.
Woo, but the Murgas is only a recording deal. Only two, sir. It's about TNP.
Guys, there's something called idols.
Beautiful. No.
Now I guess I qualify age-wise.
No.
Not happening.
Now I'm trying to find the parallels. When did Mariah Carey turn?
Yes, it's Mariah Carey. Oh, gosh. Dementia is in the house.
But they did
guys.
Have a song together, Tito. If you wanna. I can't hear myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that information, guys. Mariah Carey. How can I forget?
There's so many blondes in his studio today.
I know. Hey, this woman power thing. Augusta Yete fan. You're forever fixes, don't you?
They've got a song together, so you cannot blame Bobby for thinking that.
No,
Mara, my confidence. The way Nikini Shogun.
I mean,
you're lying to people here, lying to listeners. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to be nice since you. I mean, all right.
Pray with no proof anyone.
Okay, Bobby, who's singing here?
Yeah.
It's Whitney.
With who?
Ona le Mariah Carey.
Drum roll. No, that was not the point. Okay, but the answer difference. Your voice of Mariah Carey Leo in Houston.
Okay, fine.
As she said Whitney Houston. Okay. So much confidence.
Kopa one need ne. Ne kitswere ke boroko. Actually, kitsanza kitswere ke boroko.
Go to sleep. Anywho.
Wow, hey,
yeah.
Like
the show continues.
The show continues. Yeah.
But that wasn't the only song we played, though. There was another song we played before that.
Yes.
Yeah, Judith Sipuma, yes. Guys. Oh, I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah,
Nana Gitor Hari Duleng Fatsi. Elisi Duleng Fatsi.
Wow.
We
kicked it off.
Can they call
and
tell us
who
Moving on.
In case you're wondering, listener, this is still Radio Veritas. The show still is the T Junction, where we bring joy and love, and we're tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations.
Can I try this one then? Your joy is my satisfaction.
No, baby. What's wrong with this lady?
No, Mara, irrelevant again.
You did not just sing Donald.
Joy is my satisfaction. Come on, guys.
Donald.
She mistaken Mariah Carey for Whitney Houston. Then she comes in.
I think she doesn't know that Donald is banned from this show.
Donald is banned. We don't.
Not from my life. And my heart.
Who listens to Donald? No, but no. We can't be bashing Donald.
No, we're not bashing Donald. I'm just saying.
Donald makes good music. Hey, Donald, what's up?
Donald, my nigger.
We don't use such language.
Okay.
Relax. It's 5 minutes before 8.
Yes.
And the madness still continues. It's still the T junction. I'm still overpowered by these three.
I hope I don't get fired.
Tembi, what's up? How are you, Tembi? Can we just listen to Tembi speak?
Say something.
The voice of reason, the true voice of reason.
Well, I'm just happy to be here in Radio Veritas. Actually, it's my first time on radio.
It's your first time on radio.
I don't know how to feel. I don't know. Like, should I?
It's very Samo. You've been busy being antisocial. Like a phone, no more.
No. I feel like I get too much if I talk too much.
Too much?
I don't like stepping more territory in your
head. You don't come across as a person who can talk. You know, too much, as you put it, too much. I don't see you as
sometimes
that person.
Sometimes you never know. Too much can be less or more. You don't know.
Okay, can we have Tammy for the rest of the month? Substitute time for Tammy.
There she goes.
Guys. I'm a musical kind of a person. Eh?
Okay.
I associate everything I say with a song. So
you've got a song for every moment in life.
Don't bring what you're not.
There he goes again.
So, Tembi.
Yes, sir.
You are our lovely guest this morning.
Yes.
We are Luena from between now and 8:30. Mm-hmm. And we have another lovely guest coming through by the name of Loretta. She's a singer. Yeah, so,
oh, wow. Yeah, looking forward to that.
We are going to be blessed. Wait again. It gets more interesting.
Yes. Tembi's just managed to just mellow.
Yes. That's what I love. That's what I love about it. She has that.
Bring us back down to earth.
She has that. Only that aura, you know.
Presence.
She's so cotton wool.
Soft.
Like stay cotton candy.
It's very soft. Yeah. And the voice.
Like, listen to
can you sing, Tembi? I'm sure you can sing with that voice.
I can sing, hey? No, I can't.
No, don't say you can't because you haven't given yourself that chance, ne?
No, singing is not it's not my strongest point.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather talk than sing.
It's not in your agenda.
I never.
Okay, with that voice, are we taking good potential in me? You're blind.
Maybe I'll rehearse something and then.
How sharp I look to you, Mo. Oh,
please don't try that. Please, oh, please.
When a baby don't get
okay,
me started.
Okay, not about to lie, Kim, my melanie.
Don't get me started.
Serious, I think I need to just get into my shell, into my box.
Baby, let me get into you, Joano, as I look. We look to you, Joano.
Yeah.
You came through Le Tembi here.
I came through Le Tembi. I've known Tembi for some time.
Mm-hmm.
4 years? 5 years? How long have I known you?
Five years.
And I think Tembi is just a strong person. I see her going through things that I can't imagine myself going through, mm-hmm. and she's just moving on, you know, taking each day upon her stride and just doing what she needs to do. And for me, that's quite something. It's special. It's inspiring. So I felt I needed to share that with the listeners because, first of all, health is something that we take for granted. And I just want to ask you guys, have you ever had a health scare of any sort?
I wouldn't say scare, but it's one of those things where you realize just how valuable good health is.
Mm.
I recently actually, I mean, it took me about 4 months to recover, and even now I'm not fully recovered. I mean, you know, just, you know, taking it easy and trying to fully recover. But I was diagnosed with chronic ulcers. Like, it's the most excruciating pain that anybody can, like, I wouldn't even wish it upon the devil himself. That's how hectic it is. So, yeah.
And ulcers are common lately because I think you're like the third person in a space of 2 months.
My friend's grandmother died of ulcers 2 months ago.
That's hectic.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know. I think it's in the food we eat. Mm. We're not very careful.
You don't watch what you eat.
Mm. The diet and also the food we eat. Just generally these days. I mean, everything is preserved. Everything is processed. Nothing is organic anymore. It's, you know, so yeah, that was my one health scare, if you can, you know.
But it's under control now. It's all taken care of.
At the moment, it's under control because I've changed diet. You know, I've cut out starch. I've cut out bread. I've cut out fish oil. I've cut out oil generally. I've cut out literally eating bland food all the time. Yeah, but I'd rather have that than have an ulcer pain.
As long as it's covered, that's what makes it.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
See, so you... Okay. Oh, you are a man, so you don't get health scares. I bet that's coming.
No. We're all human. No one is immune to getting the health scares. Back then, when I was still growing up, I was diagnosed with Kaka TB. That was back then. It was cured. What else happened?
Thank God.
Yeah.
And TB, you have to go on treatment for like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Mm. But it was still an early age, but it was cured.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a relief.
Yeah, I know. No. Definitely. Yeah.
Going back to Tembi.
Yes, please. I'm going to switch my mic off.
Tembi, we'd just like you to introduce yourself and tell us your story.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Kalibizoki Tembisile Masangu. I'm from Dobsonville, Soweto. And shout out to Dobsy.
Away. Away, away.
Okay. It all began 2014. I had terrible headaches. I couldn't sleep. And this one time, I collapsed. Kumsebizing. The next thing I know it, my paramedics are there. I was taken to hospital, go Morningside in Sandton, and they couldn't diagnose me with anything. Couple of months down the line, I still have those headaches, and I decided to say, you know what, I'm just going to check myself into hospital. I went to 4 Ways Life, and that's when it all began. They took an MRI scan, and I was diagnosed with pituitary gland tumor. It's right at the back of my brain. And I was told, hurry, there's no other way, but I need to operate. And you know what? I didn't even hesitate. I said, you know, let's do it. As long as I can see myself healthy. I did the op. It wasn't nice. Trust me. I had to spend about a week in ICU. It was terrible. Even now, I've got a scar on my head. I don't know. When I went into that theater room, I just knew that I'm going to come back. I'm that person, no lunghori. It takes a lot to... my faith is too strong. Right. I went into that room and then I said, "What's again? Dadumudim. This I'm giving to you.
Let's go.
You are going to guide me. You are going to take me in. You are going to bless the hands. Daddy goes on this up. And I'm going to come out of this alive." And it happened. Now that was 2014. Yes, it was hard. But through the support of your family and friends, I managed to survive. And through prayer, of course. And whilst I'm busy going through that, trying to heal, I can't leave my job. Because I must say, I love my job. I'm that workaholic. I don't mind going to the office on Saturday. Even if there's no extra cash. As long as I get my job done.
Passion.
That's it.
Passion.
Anyway, that was 2014. Now, 2015, while I'm busy going through checkups about my head, everything is discovered. You know what? I'm recovering. I'm okay. I'm getting there. You know? Whilst I'm on that, it was discovered that I've got a tumor on my upper left jaw. And this tumor had to be removed because it was cancerous. It was growing rapidly. That's when I got a shock of my life, and I asked myself, okay, what is going on? It's only been a year since I had a major op, and I'm going to have another one. You know what? I said, let's do it. And I did it. As we speak right now, I don't have a jaw. My upper left jaw was removed. I've got implants, artificial implants. It's not easy. I'm still going through a journey. I'm not done. I think between 2014 and 2016, I think I've been to theater like more than 5 times. I mean, who does that? And whenever I go to theater, I don't even spend 15 minutes in Yana. No. My procedures are just intense. Whenever I go into theater, I end up saying to myself, hey, Tembi, like, I speak to me. Hey, I speak to me a lot. A
Which
lot.
Is
I speak
important.
To me. Yeah. And through that, you know what? I refuse to give in. I'm not ready. I don't think I'm ever going to be ready. This is a journey. I'm facing it. There's this song here, Joya. See, I forgot the name of the song. It's on Jazz 12. It's track number 3, I know. Eri sangena la kungangena khona. Namhlankosi. You know that song? It says, it speaks to me. People say, don't do operation here, so hey, you will die, or rather you'll be paralyzed, or you'll forget everyone, you'll just be brainwashed or something like that. No. The advice in Kaifamba to Gori, guys, continue. Whatever pain that you're feeling, consult. Consult. Check
minor
yourself.
Things
minor things. A minor thing can turn out to be a big thing.
Yeah, true.
Let's take care of ourselves, and I thank God each
important.
And every day for giving me this life. Even though it's a steep that I'm going through, but it's a challenge that I'm willing to go through. To me, Tembi is still there.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Jawless or scar on my head. Yes, there are things that have changed. Certain
but
food I can eat.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a change. Elunghore, I can handle it. But the support that I get from family and friends, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I just want to say to them, thank you all. And I'm blessed, actually. I truly am blessed. Not that I'm trying to be biased or anything, but the main man, my partner, Mr. KKP, he knows himself.
Yes.
I don't know, without him, I think maybe I wouldn't have made it. But when I combine my strength and his support, I mean, really, he's been amazing. I'm a lucky girl, I must say.
Sure.
I must say, every time I wake up from ICU, the first person I see is him.
He's always there.
He was feeding me in hospital, like breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So I'm blessed. It's a gift from God that I'm grateful for. Yeah.
Sure, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And it's true what you're saying, that half the time, you know, a small pain can grow into something big.
It does.
And you leave it and you're like, no, it's just a minor headache.
Yes.
No, it's just a pain here and then.
Yeah.
You need to have it checked out because it might just be a tumor. It might just be something that needs to be removed in order to give you, you know, a longer lifespan kind of thing.
You'll never know until you're diagnosed.
Sure, that is an amazing story.
And again, for one to say, hurry, I've got this pain, and then you conclude to say that, no, I know it's ulcer. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Google.
Yeah.
Don't
That's
do
what
that.
We do.
Google
exactly.
diagnosis. Yeah, yeah.
Go, get yourself checked. And it's not wrong.
Or the Mzuwana remedies where, you know,
vinegarly, warm water.
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
So one thing I've noticed again, Gori, we are losing youngsters. That's what's happening. There's less of Batoba Hulu Bashwang, but youth. I think a lifestyle error. Again, you know what?
Not taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. We really need to sit back and look at what we do, our lifestyle.
Introspect. Right?
Introspect. And really, we need to look into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, Thank you so much, Tembi, for that amazing story. I mean, it's so inspiring. And continue to be strong and continue to inspire. You never know who you're inspiring around you, around your family and friends, who through your strength are giving them strength to go on with, you know, even though they are healthy beings and they don't have any. But just watching you go through all of that is amazing and is inspiring for them. So keep it up and God willing, you will be completely healed of whatever is, you know, what they say, right? You're still going through.
Yes. One thing I forgot to mention again. Do you still have time?
Yes. Okay. 20 minutes.
Whilst I was, I did the op, the removal of the jaw, I was diagnosed with diabetes.
Sure.
So you can imagine, Hori, while you're dealing with something and then one
and then
thing
something
comes.
Else is.
There was a time after removing of the jaw, I was eating curry pipe because I couldn't chew anything.
Sure.
This pipe never again through my nose.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how I was fed. And through that, they said, you know what, you are diabetic and we need to deal with it. I can tell you now, for the past what? 9 months or so, or 8 months. Okay, they've given me insulin and everything, and that machine here will check your sugar. Trust me, whenever I check my sugar, it's so normal.
Because you're taking good care of yourself.
And again, I told myself, well, you know what? Tembi doesn't have diabetes. It's there on the file, yeah, hospital. But I speak the thing.
You don't own it.
Yeah. No. No, yeah. There's no way. Never own illness.
I refuse.
No,
I refuse.
Yo, strong.
I know, guys. My journey is still. Yo, I've got a long way to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got a long way to go. I'm still waiting for Mujima and Blessed Kama twins. So, please.
Oh, what about my twins?
Yes.
I want twins as well, hey?
Oh.
I'm still waiting, for that Blessed Kama twins. But, it will happen.
You know that twins are
genetic,
guys.
You don't
just.
No,
Mara. You've got twins, so Tembi, your luck. It's like that you.
My just. Thank you so much, Tembi, for that story. It's amazing. Man. It's amazing.
Thank you.
We'll keep you in our prayers. And, we'll always have you in mind and keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. It's inspiring.
Thank you.
And, I truly believe that you're strengthening everyone around you just through, you know, you being strong for yourself and you talking
Taking
to Tembi all the time.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
That's why we have this show, the Tea Junction. That's why we call it Tremendously Thriving.
Through trials and tribulations.
Such amazing stories like yours, Tembi. It's very inspiring. And thank you so much, Babi, for... No, Umutli is here to come and share with the world her turning her tragedy into triumph.
I think it's all thanks to you, Diso, and I'm gonna be all emotional and
don't
cry.
No, I'm just saying, you know, when you say things that you mean, it's actually hard for you to get it out.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to Diso the other day, it takes a big person to share light with others.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's sitting here, he could be saying, I own this show, it's a one-man show, and I'll do this on my own. But he takes time to go out there, find talent, find inspiration, you know, find light and sunshine and bring it on to the station to share with others. And that's something, that's like a great quality. And we thank God for you, Diso.
It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than each and every one of us.
No, it's not me. You know? It's you.
We are all here to serve. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
It's bigger than me. It's not about me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than each and everyone. We are all here to serve. So
I think what we can actually take out of Tembi's story, everyone out there listening, never take health for granted.
No.
Ever.
No.
The smallest pain. Mm. The smallest. Even if it's a fingernail, do
and
something
also,
about it.
I wanted to say earlier, what I got out of this is that he doesn't take you to it if he can't take you through it.
True.
You know, when you're faced with a difficult situation, you think, I don't have the strength. But you're not alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important part. You're just not alone.
Amen.
And again, I just wanted to say that... As people, let's move away from the why me syndrome.
Yeah, pity party.
Yeah, let's move away from that. Deal with it.
I like that.
Yeah, deal with it. David, hey, you should be like,
Face it.
I
swear, that's a male man.
Exactly. So we really need to look into it. You know what? This is it. You can change it. Highly pinky, pinky. You can make it green.
I love Tembi, man.
I love me some Tembi.
I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a very beautiful woman. And she's very strong. She's confidence. And like, oh, so you didn't let the disease define you. You know, you owned it. Well, no, asiaka. This diabetes asiaka.
No. It was a phase. Nefit.
There you go.
Yes.
Done.
And she barely talks about it. You know, there's people that are saying, and like, the world must stop.
We have a call. Let's see, I'm sure someone. Yeah, we're all inspired.
Good morning. Welcome to Veritas.
Morning, because. Ke tlhagetse ke lefu mamogolo a ka tlhokofetse ko medialong tshobolikwa ka osane. And then me wa ka le ena kore ke ena o setseng ke lasbone wa kula ha monate. Ke leboga Modimo ka Thembi kore o nkgothabise. Wa tseba o strong. Ha re kopana le dintho o bona e ka re o mong fela. Le go kula ka ke gore nkile ka kula di alsa tso buang ka tsona. Ke a ditseba ka mokgone go le bosoko ka teng. Empa wena a ke tsi gore ke reng. Batho ba bangata ba wa gore re lahla thaolo ka teng. Nna ke ipoleletse le nna gore wa tseba ke ha o phela o tlo kopana le tsona. As long o ntse o phela o tsebe gore o tlo tsamaya mo nthong tse ngata. Ke rata Dafita re ha nka tsamaya kgotlong ya moriti wa lefu ke ke ka tshwaobere le ha bolebong. Ke na le buka e ke pocket wa bona. Yeah, it was a pocket full of inspiration. And then gore ka mokgo Thembi a buileng ka teng ke ile ka e batla ka pele. Ke Mmesendi mona o ileng a kula a kopana le ba tseba go kula ka mefutafuta yaka Thembi a bua. Yaanong o re listening to people complaining, Sandy often wished she could make them realize how silly their complaints were. She may have lost a few things, but she still had a strong will and believed in herself. She still had her wonderful husband and daughters. She still had her sense of humor and felt it was incredibly important to keep one sane and happy no matter what the circumstances. What a wonderful, brave, and courageous this lady was. Let me make sure you know what Tembi. Iri, hold on. Pilea pile. And ale kroko no lo kate hakiketenla. Wanaka wa mshimani kwa di 21 tsa August. Jale kire Happy Women's Month. Ke leboga.
Thank you, mama.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Tate kima.
Ya ka.
This voice sounds familiar.
Ke ne hello. Mwana ba taung.
Mo taung a hlalele.
Guys, you are listening right now, listeners on Radio Veritas. You are listening to my sister and my awesome, awesome Makoti Wako Hai. You know, and I just wanted to call in and say I'm very proud of you guys. You know, you are both an inspiration to me. You know, Tembi, we've been through a lot ever since I've met you. You know, we've been through a lot, and we've been going through everything together, you know. And I just wanted to call in and say I'm very, very proud of you. Mm-hmm. You are an inspiration to me. And Mr. KKP and the whole of the Grid Crew, yes. We are very proud of you.
Yes. Say no, Belinda.
Yes, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what.
Okay, ciao.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, school girl.
Thank you so much. Okay,
right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks,
no, that's how we talk.
Oh, okay. I was a bit lost today.
No. It's our lingo.
Ciao.
It's our lingo. Like, thanks. Bye.
Get out.
21 minutes after 8, you are still listening to Radio Veritas. It is the T Junction. We tremendously thrive.
Through trials and tribulations.
Miss T in the house. Thank you so much for
thank you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Yes. Anytime. It is Tiso featuring Tiso featured by Tiso Tembi, Tami,
yes.
And Miss Loretta has officially stepped into
Can't wait for that one.
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to be a lituation.
Lit.
Right, let's quickly go into a song break, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me. A million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson. That is all about your perceptions. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. In the back country of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to sing. He had no windows and no doors. He lived a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all of that, he had no eyesight. But that didn't keep him from seeing the light. He said, us are like in the USA. And all I did was complain. He said, living here is paradise. He taught me paradise is in your mind. You know that there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. Every time I turn on the TV, there's hope. Somebody's acting crazy. There's hope. You let it, it'll drive you crazy. There's hope. Taking back my power today. Gas prices, they just keep on rising. The government, they keep on lying. We gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best we can do. Cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. I'm
Whoa. Tiso had to school us, and that was There's Hope by India Ari. Schooled.
School was in for just 2 seconds.
Sitwile school.
Sure. You're good. 26 minutes after 8, it is Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change, the great music for a change. What else do we bring for a change? The
great inspiration.
Joy, love, joy, peace, happiness,
sunshine. I love sunshine. Yes, there's sunshine after every other what? Darkness, I guess.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
I got you, girl.
If someone doesn't call in, I don't know.
Please, my goodness.
Don't get dressed up now.
Got a real singer.
I know, because I've got a
in
singer.
In the his head, you know.
And she's looking at me like, no. Let go, please.
Yeah.
27 minutes after 8. It's okay, 27 minutes after 7. I'll sound correct. I said 26 minutes after 7.
Listening is a skill.
That's what happens when you have what? 1, 2, 3, what? How many?
Four
women. And there's one guy. There.
Over confused.
Nothing is bound to go right.
All this awesomeness getting to your head.
The beauty.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed
by this awesomeness. But yeah, it is the awesomeness right here on the station that brings you the awesome news for a change. We are found on 576 Medium Wave, DSTV, Audio Bouquet Channel 870, and also on www.radioveritas.co.za.
The gram.
It's all about the gram.
And I still haven't seen you guys take pictures. Well, what's up? You are all looking fabulous. Yeah, I got one of these selfies. Do I see a selfie stick? Yes, no.
You know my phone can take selfies.
Oh my word.
You use the same phone.
Let's take a quick call just before we get into Mr. Rector. Radio Veritas, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Ngiyaphila. The excitement inkhumbuzo zolo, the way they excited ngakhona.
Oh, Metandi, yazi ngibone ku Instagram kuthi bowukhona.
Hayi bo.
Ugrenos bheki kuphuma kuma Instagram. Mara, umam Beatrice nomona man, azanga phone izolo mara namhlanje uyafuna
ngakho. Oh, maybe please ulalela I'm sure. Yes, Metandi.
Hello.
Yebo, kuhamba kanjani?
Ngiphethe
the ladies, ngiphethe uThuso, ngiphethe uThembi, ngiphethe uLoretta, ngiphethe uPabi, yazini. Ziyaduma.
Uthini wena?
Ziyaduma.
Ngiloko nginimamele, I'm feeling the excitement ivusa amadlingo ziwa izolo.
Awuzwa ke. Uhamba nobani izolo? Ngibonile uhamba nabantu, beautiful ladies here futhi.
Benginosasa nomthi. Oh, my name is Sweet.
Imbokodo.
Uyazi.
Done. Thank you, Metandi.
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the day. Bye. At exactly 8:30. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to introduce to you
the lovely
lady.
The awesome.
The beautiful.
The fabulous.
Ooh, she smells good.
She smells good. She looks good. She sings good. Miss Loretta.
R-M-G.
Make some noise for Loretta. Make some noise for Loretta. Loretta.
Wow.
Good morning.
I'm supposed to say what a pleasure and privilege it is to be here. If the listeners could see what I'm seeing here today, it's amazing in studio, guys. It's awesome here. What a privilege to be here.
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you so much.
Yeah.
For being here.
Thank you.
And for having me.
So who's Miss Loretta? Where's Miss Loretta from? What's Miss Loretta about?
Wow. You know, when it comes to us human beings, you know, just summing that in a brief like that, it's quite difficult. But let me just give it a try. Musically, Loretta is an R&B popular music singer and songwriter, hailing all the way from KZN, KwaZulu-Natal.
Represent! from Ismail.
You know, and we're just pushing my new single, which is out now on iTunes. It's the title is Mood.
Mood?
Yes, Mood. Mood, you know.
So what's the mood like?
That's a catchy title.
Like? Yes.
It's a feel-good type of song. It's giving you both that nostalgic kind of feeling of getting into the vibe of things. Mm. You know, back in the day in the 90s, you know, when we used to do the dwalata, aim is not to sweat situation. So, you know, just cool sunset, Saturday vibes, you know, shisanyama, and you know it's on.
There we go.
Wow.
And plus, festive is on the way, so
we'll
be jamming to Mood and Jenny festive.
Ala.
There we go. 32 minutes after. Let's not waste any time and let's get into this Mood.
Yes, please.
You good?
Yes, as a
until the break of dawn. We party all night long. We party all night long. No, it won't be long until we all see Shyama get down. I'm in the mood right now. I'm in the mood right now.
What we in the mood to do? Everybody feeling good. Yeah, it's a good groove, a good tune, a rendezvous. I'm with the new mood, a 2x2, ain't no clue. Okay, when a new ass groove it through. Tell the DJ I request a song. Like a fucking group, tell the DJ play it all day long. Who's a who with soup? Tell the DJ not to do me wrong. We gon' have a party and chillin', froggy ma. See what's in it, buddy. But so, bunga sa. Make sure, alright. Get up, stolanga. What's in your way? Froggy ma, li froggy randi, froggy nyugu. Kubim nandi gulin, kwari selin dugu. Froggy ma, li froggy randi, froggy nyugu. Kubim nandi gulin, kwari selin dugu. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa. Fagimal, uzobon. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa. Fagimal, uzobon. Uzobon. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa. Ay, yegelin, yegelin, lin. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa. Ay, yegelin, yegelin, lin. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa, fagimal, uzobon, uzobon, uzobon. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa, fagimal, uzobon, uzobon, uzobon. Mogo tega kwa, mogo tega kwa, ay, yegelin, yegelin, lin. Mogo tega kwa, ay, yegelin, yegelin, lin. Zila, 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 zimba. Zigu pipa, ila, 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 zimba.
It's breaking me.
Oh man, what a jam. Ah,
Igu Pimal, Ila,
Ila, Ila, Ila, Ila, Ila,
Ila.
Wow, that is awesome.
It is.
That is a gem.
You know, I just wish the listeners could see what was happening in studio.
Yeah, the mood.
The mood
in studio right now.
No, it's the one.
I mean, the moves were coming up from way back. You know?
Chuso was dancing the Toalaza.
I was
trying to capture it on my video.
Was too quick.
Before I know it was done.
Sure, but that's a jam, hey? That is a jam.
Thank you.
Chill session vibes, cool kid vibes.
Guess what, guys? Guess what?
Yeah.
Radio debut, hey?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Make some
Wow, you heard it here first.
Hey, heard it here first.
Right here.
Yeah.
I made a promise, didn't I?
You did. Yeah, the last time when you were here with Eternal for the African Scholar Evening.
Keep to my word.
And you did.
That is awesome.
And you
amazing,
did.
Man.
Whoa.
Sure.
Now I feel so.
Now we. Yeah.
I don't know how to
feel. But bragging rights.
I don't know how to feel.
We've got bragging rights.
So mood of the first time on radio.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, thank with the key, please. Like just sing.
What? One line, yeah, nah.
Of the song.
Just anything.
Oh, actually, giving it Women's Month does not take away from Women's Month.
Of course.
So I'll just commemorate Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women's Word to it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop mood right now.
Let's just.
I'm going to stop mood and get ready for the mood right now.
Okay.
Let's
you
go.
Can buy me diamonds, you can buy me pearls, take me on cruise around the world. Baby, you know I'm worth it, dinner lit my candles, run my bubble bath, make love tenderly to last and last. Baby, you know you're worth it. Wanna please, wanna keep, wanna treat your woman right. Not just dull, but show that you know she's worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can't find a man who knows her worth.
Woo!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Yes, like,
how? You left me hanging. Yeah. I was waiting for the party.
That goosebumps.
Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees her. And a real woman knows a real man. Ain't afraid to please her. And a real woman knows a real man always comes first.
Come on, ladies.
First place.
And a real man just can't deny a what?
A woman's worth. loved it.
Awesome, wonderful.
So I just have a question for you, Loretta. Where did this thing start? Where did it all begin for you?
I'm not going to be one of those people to say I've been singing since I can't.
Since
remember.
I was six.
No. During high school, I always used to be part of the choir, whether it be the KZN Midlands Choir, as well as high school choir, because I went to Peter Maritzburg Girls. Hey, represent.
Represent.
Yeah. So I've always been in those circles, but moreover, it came really from my father. He was a musician of note. He played the piano, the keyboard, the drums, the bass guitar, you name it. Mm-hmm. And he actually had a band where he would play with for shows around Durban and about when he wasn't teaching. So really all of us, because I'm the youngest of two older brothers, all of us, you know, had that musical influence. And my mom was just always the cheerleader of us all, you know, because she appreciated good music. So, I mean, we grew up around those influences and upbringing, and it's just awesome. I mean, music is life. I mean, it evokes all kinds of emotions, you know, makes you happy when you're feeling sad. And sometimes when you just want to wallow in depression, also can create that mood for you.
Yeah.
I mean, as females, we get like that sometimes.
It's funny we spoke about this earlier. Or do you cry a lot?
Now, do you want to... No, don't embarrass me on
it's a simple question because...
You cry a lot.
You cry? We
were talking about crying, actually.
Crying is a release.
Okay, it's so it's therapeutic to you as well.
Yes.
Because you get Tuso, who says she doesn't... It takes a lot for her to cry, and she feels awful and terrible when she cries.
Yeah.
Is it a waste of emotion for you, a waste of tears?
I just don't enjoy it. But back to the Loretta.
But does it build up to the point where you explode on someone else? Because if it
No. It's not. I never explode. I actually hate to be seen crying. This is about you, Loretta.
moving right along.
This is really about you. So, but anyway, moving on. I've got another question for Loretta. Sorry, I love singers. So when did the decision to actually take the singing further come? Like, when did you decide to study music, or did you decide to, you know, when did recording become a thing for you?
Okay. This is just one part of Loretta and the Loretta brand. I'm an artist, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm also an academic. So within my studies, I actually did two honors, one separately in finance and the other in economics. So that is my academic part. To answer the music question, it's always been within me, you know, to sing. I mean, most singers grew up singing in the church, choir, leading, you know, assemblies and Eswatini and stuff like that. So last year, it almost hit me like an epiphany that, you know what, I need to do something with this. Because if you don't use a thing, if you don't use a talent, you end up losing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's my philosophy in life, that all the gifts and talents that God has blessed me with, I need to utilize it, because it's not only for myself, but it's also to inspire other people. Mm. As much as it's therapeutic for me as well, as a release, just like we were saying, crying is a release and so forth. But it's also therapeutic to other people, you know, and that needs to be heard. I mean, we can't take your light and hide it under a table or a rock.
You gotta put it on top of the table. You know?
Boom.
Spread it. That's awesome. Sure. My next question, I think. Am I the only one asking Loretta questions? Sorry, I mean, if anyone else has a question, please feel free to ask. But like I said, I just love singers, and I love the story of
because
hearing.
Because I sing of well. Yes.
No, I mean, you know, I love hearing how it came about and all of that. So, Loretta, do you do performances at the you know, at the moment? Is there anywhere where people can go and watch you perform live? And
yes, at the moment, my first and next performance will be coming up at the Bath Center in KZN on the 20th of August. There's actually a Women in Power conference.
Okay.
So we're going to have a lot of other strong, powerful women performing on that day, with the likes of Sipho Gazi, Skoli Ledlamini, Zoe the Seed. So it's quite a good, great lineup in terms of representation of the strong, powerful women within Durban. So that's where you can catch me next. Other than that, I will keep you posted. You can, for such notices, you can find me on my Instagram handle, which is official_Loretta, and my Twitter handle is @LorettaMusic, as well as on Facebook, which is just official_Loretta.
All right. So wait, are you Durban based, or are you Durban, or are you doing both cities?
Both cities.
Both cities equally, or more Durban or more Joburg?
Well, it's unfortunate at the moment that most of the opportunities within the music industry, I mean, a lot of other musicians would attest to this, are within Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to split myself between the two.
Okay.
You know, in terms of performance, as well as sitting in interview sessions with lovely people like yourself. You're laughing. You don't sound convinced.
How did I know she'd take it there? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, just next question. My bad. I just have lots of questions.
Do you too?
So, so you she, you mentioned.
I think she's gonna be like my number one fan.
Yeah. I already am. I'm sold. I'm done. That's done. That's. Stamped.
If she's the only one I've gained today, thank you. My day.
One pen at a time.
Time sealed, delivered. So tell me, Loretta, you mentioned that you're not just a singer, but you're an academic being as well. So are you currently doing academic while working and doing the music thing on the side, or is it 50-50 where you're part-time working and part-time music? Or
yeah, so I don't believe that. As human beings, we have to split ourselves up as in, this is on the side and this is my main thing.
Yeah.
At the moment, I've been privileged to be able to balance everything as a whole.
Yeah.
So everything that encompasses Loretta and who I am, I've been able to do it holistically.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put percentages to it, 50-50, but for me, 100% academic, 100% music,
yeah, yeah.
100% pushing
the
business and stuff like that. So for me, I'm going all in, and I've been blessed to be capable of managing it all. I'm yet to see a point where it'll become too much.
Mm-mm.
But hey, we'll see where it goes.
Awesome. And booking information, where do people book you for gigs? Can they, first of all, can they? Weddings, events, you know.
Yes, so you can email me on info.loretta@gmail.com. And there's a cell phone number, although it's listed on my Instagram handle. So check me out on Instagram on official_Loretta. Everything is listed there, from the email address for booking as well as a cell phone number that you can call to contact me for that.
Awesome.
And the million-dollar question. Oh, Bobby, did you have a question?
Yes, okay. I did. I wanted to actually ask you what drives Loretta? What inspires you to get out of bed and decide, I want to write this song, I want to sing this song, or this is my next business venture? What pushes you? What drives you?
It's not a difficult question for me to answer. It's just that very few people will get it. It's actually a soft, still voice that really motivates me to get up, even when I'm feeling down or feeling like, actually, I want nothing to do with this day. There's this soft, still voice that just says, you know what, Loretta, get up, do this, do this, do that. And you know what, coming from a very spiritual background and having a sense of spirituality myself.
Mm.
So I would say that whole aura of me meditating and praying and being spiritually centered within myself actually strengthens me and also inspires me to, because music in itself is also an exit point. It's also a form of making manifest physical what's kept within you.
Mm.
I mean, and we were all created basically to create things and make things manifest that we think of, that we speak of.
Mm.
I mean, what we think we attract, you know. And so music is just, and how do I say, and it's an exit point into reality of what I may be feeling or what someone else might be going through, or part and parcel of what I would like people to feel, like the mood track.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feel-good song.
Process, yeah.
I want people to feel good. I want people to have good, clean fun, you know? And that's what the song is about.
Okay. So you're genuine. You're a genuine person.
Of course.
I believe so. I hope other people
believe. So.
Yes, the million-dollar question.
Yeah. What's the
million? The million dollar question.
Must he have been quiet and just laughing?
I'm just
entertained.
I am.
The album.
The album.
When can we look forward to the album, the full body of work, and what can we expect?
Yeah.
Where are you going with it? Since the first single, yes, we can hear mood. It's very vibey and all. So what can we expect? Got the full package.
The album is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to jinx it by saying any dates or months, but stay tuned. It will come soon. right now I'm just trying to build, get the music out there and get it to more people so that they can have the same feeling that we're all having today, just feeling good and so forth. What you can expect is my influences are heavily based in your 90s R&B and hip-hop. Okay. I mean, you can really already hear it in this single. So those are the influences that will evolve around the full body of work, the album. So you can expect that, you know.
Nice.
Something I believe that the industry has been missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want Loretta 100%. Even if you are feeling down and gloomy, just jot it down, sing it out, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
All of you.
Got a question for you, Loretta. Which artist do you see yourself collaborating with? South African artist.
At the moment.
Well, in future, at the moment.
Funny thing is, my older brother, I said, I wouldn't mind, I'll mention the name, collaborating with so-and-so, and he said to me, well, you know what, sow a seed for that. Just sow a seed for that. And then you are asking me this question.
So it's the universe talking to you.
Basically, it reached you right now. right at the moment, I wouldn't mind collaborating with The Reason.
Reason the mess. Reason.
Yeah.
And the reason being?
The reason being. I see.
Right.
Yo, of all people, very interesting reason.
No, because I think that his flow, I think that the way the music that he creates and the way he raps, it's very original. And then I've seen him collaborating with other artists, and he doesn't take away from the style of the artist featuring it. So he keeps his form, but also at the same time highlighting the form of the other artists within the song. And I see that and I appreciate that. And I think, you know, a great song can come out of that.
Yeah.
So actually, he reasons.
No. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
All in all, and we don't sleep. It is 8:53, 7 minutes already.
Jeez, time flies. We're really having fun.
Right?
Jeez. Wow. You've been listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. And yes, it has been an awesome, awesome, awesome show.
It has been.
Female power, girl power.
Woohoo!
Women's Month edition. Babalo in studio, Loretta in studio, Tembi in studio, Tuso in studio. Whew, it's just too much for one guy. No one guy has this much power. We're still exploring Miss Loretta.
Yeah.
Official Loretta, and we're looking forward. Do you have a title already for the album?
Not as yet.
So we're still basking in the Gloria mood right now, and then it will happen gradually.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Correct. Yes, sir. And shut.
Well, yes, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah.
Shout outs to your mom. She's downstairs with the
car. Oh, that's so cute.
How do you not give a shout out to Mommy
Terrence? How can I not?
How?
You know?
Taking that effort.
Literally wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her.
Shout outs to Mommy Terrence.
And we commend you, Loretta. Actually, big ups to you for pushing music and pushing what you'd love to do. Because, you know, there's so many of us out there, singers, who want to do it, but, you know, we're too trapped in security. We rather have security than actually follow the music. So big ups to you. It's inspiring. It's always good to see, you know, people pushing their passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Push your passion.
To talk back to what you just said, there's a saying by John Steinbeck. He said, when you stop being perfect, then you can truly be good. So we need to stop trying to be perfect, and everything must be all my ducks must be in a row.
As
women, we do that every day with a multiple of things.
Stop doing
that, you can truly be good.
I hope that was a message for you, Tuso, because my next question to you was like, what's the message to a person like Tuso who loves singing?
Who's sitting on the dream?
sitting on the dream.
Oh my gosh. Put me out there.
You put your foot in it. So I must tell you. Dive in head first.
Once. Done.
There you are.
Just do it.
Babes want to my style.
All right, guys. We have to end it here.
Yeah.
It's four minutes already. It was 7 minutes. Wait, it's 2 minutes. ladies.
Thank you so much, Tiso.
No, thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tembi.
Such
a stay tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. You know, be that, maybe it's that embodiment of it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I feel we picked up on this show this morning. And Ms. Loretta.
Thank you for having me.
You're killing me. I'm looking forward to the album, but yeah. Dope. Sing it. We play.
Yes.
We're going to play because it's nice. We're going to play.
We are going to hang on to mood until the album comes.
please. The day you officially drop the album, let it.
Another promise.
First time. Since with Radio Veritas being the first time, so please.
Keep the trend going.
As I believe, and I know you are one to keep your promises. I guess.
Yes.
So yeah, I've put it on record.
But she didn't promise yet. You promised.
Oh, no, but she promised.
She was saying it with her own mouth.
Right hand up.
Really, guys?
I promise. Say after me, I promise.
No, but it's all good. We trust you. We know you'll keep it.
I trust her. Baba Lotswe, woo.
You know I'm big on shout-outs. Thank you guys for your messages, your WhatsApps, family, friends, biggest fans, Kosiphilile, thank you so much for always being behind me and everyone else. Thank you.
A persevering prayer life that leads you to
community. You're good. There we go. Matata
Steph. Yeah.
Matata Steph. And you're not done yet. You still have 2 minutes here. Loretta, any shout outs? Any last words?
Yes. I just want to say thank you to the T-Junction for having me here. And thank you to all the listeners out there who tuned in for this segment. It's been awesome. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, official_Loretta. Get the mood track. It's awesome, as you've heard. And I'd like to also give a shout out to Mommy Dearest this Women's Month. She's my rock.
Imbogoto.
Halala.
Miss Sweet Voice.
Yes, lovely voice. I love the voice.
Shout out to all my friends, my colleagues, the Tweu family, the Putao family, Masango family, Shaula's family, to all the loved ones. I love you guys, and yeah, thank you.
Keep rocking.